I'm on the line right now, okay?
Okay.
Hey.
All right.
Thanks, Maria. This is Gail. How are you doing today?
Hey, pretty good.
Good, good. Glad to meet you, Diego. So you and Maria were talking about the first page listing we had available for Google today, I understand.
Yep.
All right, great. So I'll walk you through how everything works, and then if you have any questions, I'll be sure to get those answered for you. And if the plan works for you and you're happy with it and we're happy with the plan, we'll go ahead and get you set up today. Fair enough. Diego.
Okay, yeah, sounds good.
All right, super. Before I start going on, do you have any questions so far?
So far, no. I would like to know the quotes that I got, pretty much.
I'm sorry, you broke up on me just a little bit. Could you repeat that, please?
Hold on. Hello?
Yes, I can hear you much better. Thank you.
Okay.
And so
I was saying, I just wanted to hear the quotes for now. And then,
gotcha.
And then I'll ask you the questions about that.
Okay, no worries. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions as I go?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, awesome. So our job here at Local Splash is putting our clients, like Trujillo's Construction, on the first page of Google, on that map section, so that when someone is searching for your services, concrete driveways, looks like you do storage and cabins, outdoor kitchens, you do quite a few different outdoor things, it looks like. So that when someone is searching for those services for Burleson, you pop up on that first page. They simply call you directly. So calls are unlimited. We don't charge by the click or by the call. So it doesn't matter if you get 50 new clients or 100 new clients in a month or leads. You're not charged anything additional for them. Okay? Fair so far?
Okay.
All right. Super. Now, I was looking here. I did a little scoping out online. Not finding a website for you, Diego. Do you have one and I'm just missing it?
No, ma'am. I don't have one.
Okay. All right. No worries. No, have you considered first page placement on Google in the past?
What is it?
Have you considered first page placement on Google previously?
Have I considered making one?
No, have you considered being placed on the first page of Google?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, awesome. And then, now I see there's an Angie's listing here. Is that current or is that an old listing?
That's current, but, I mean, I wanna cancel that. I mean, they're just sending too many leads it's not worth it for me to get them, and supposedly they say customer has chosen you, and I don't even want the job, and they're just charging for it. So, I mean, that's something that I don't really like.
Gotcha.
I pretty much just close that off. Just, to be honest, that's just a steal of money, and there's no income in there.
Right. So if I understand correctly, if we can offer you a service where you have unlimited calls, you're not charged for each lead or any of the leads for that matter, sounds like something that would work out much better for you.
Yeah, that would work much better for me.
All right. Great. So, and as far as website goes, while we're chatting, we'll check with our tech. And make sure we've got an opening. Usually we can build a website for our new partners, such as Trujillo's Construction. So it wouldn't cost you anything. We don't build them for the public. We only do it for our partners. So it is about a $300 value. But, of course, again, it wouldn't cost you anything. So I'll check to make sure we've got a tech opening there. And then what we'll do is, we'll make sure that website is Google compliant and optimized. and we'll tie it in with everything else that you got, was looking, are you on Facebook by any chance, Diego?
I did try to make my page, but I don't know how to make it commercial, because, I mean, I'm not good at internet, so
okay.
I don't know how to do websites or how to do it on Facebook. To be honest,
okay.
I just get recommended by my good jobs and stuff like that. I mean, that's how I've been getting on my job, pretty much.
All right. Well, and that's definitely a great way to start. But it sounds like you want to grow beyond what you can get from word of mouth then, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, and that's what we help with. We get you on that first page to get those phones ringing. Any questions or concerns so far?
No. I mean, everything that you have told me, that's pretty much what I've been looking for, right? Trying to make a web try. I mean, trying to get unlimited calls, try to get some good jobs out of it and stuff like that with a no charge fee of getting
okay.
a phone call, you know?
You bet,
yeah, go ahead.
Okay. No, I was going to say that's great. And we can also, one of the things that we'll do is we'll help you get that business page set up from your personal profile. It's super easy. Honestly, if I can do it, you'll be able to do it, especially with us walking you through. And then we can get you featured out on Facebook as well as Google, which will bring you even more leads. Now, Diego, are there areas out beyond Burleson that you want to reach that you haven't been able to touch so far?
Can you repeat that again?
Yeah, are there areas outside of Burleson that you want to reach out to?
Pretty much, I wanna be like Crowley, Fort Worth, Cleburne, Mansfield, Cedar Hills, Glen High. To be honest,
okay.
I really don't want to go any further than Dallas. Because Dallas is the city traffic, and I really don't like that.
Gotcha. Yeah, and a lot of commute and a lot of fuel, right?
Yes, man.
Okay.
Crazy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no kidding. Well, and so that's perfect. So we can use Facebook to reach some of those areas that you want to reach specifically. So what happens, Diego, once we get you all set up today, is I'm going to close down that category of construction, so all of the services that you offer for the Burleson area, and I actually close that down for a 50-mile radius. So meaning in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be promoting your competitors to the first page of Google or anywhere else for that matter. We simply don't work with them. So none of these calls, none of our efforts will ever go to your competitors. So our partnership is a solid. You can count on us not to be sending your leads somewhere else. So those calls all go straight to you. Make sense?
Okay.
All right. Okay, good. Now, so let me go ahead and grab my pricing here. And it looks like you've been in business about 5 years, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Since I pretty much opened up my company, right? But I used to work for another company that used to build storages, but I mean, I did both of the things at the same time. But
awesome.
Now I've got like a year, like, fully time, like, on my stuff.
Okay,
right, but
awesome.
I mean, it's been 5 years, pretty much.
Perfect, all right. So what I'm going to do then, I'm going to classify you for our internal purposes as what we call a legacy business or a legacy partner, meaning that your business is established, you're in a position to take on more work. We can see that you do good work based on what I'm seeing out here online. My tech just pinged me back. Let's see what he's got to say for me. Okay. Perfect. So we do have a tech opening, so we can, in fact, build that website for you. No problem there. We'll help you get that Facebook page set up, and then we'll manage the advertising on Facebook. So with your legacy business discount. Oh, and I should tell you, too, I did mention that calls and leads are unlimited. We also don't lock you into a contract. We operate on a month-to-month basis. So we truly intend to have to earn your business month in and month out, just like you have to earn your customer's business. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me take a look. I'm going to go ahead and apply that discount for you. So normal retail is $5.99 a month, but with your legacy business discount, I can get you down to $3.49 a month, and then I can actually lock you in at that rate, so meaning your price will never change, regardless of what inflation or our retail prices do down the road, you're still locked in at that $3.49. And then there is a one-time $99 setup fee, and then you'll never have to deal with that again. That goes to cover programming and content creation. So monthly is just that $349, and we will get you on that first page in the map. We'll get your website built for you. We'll help you get that Facebook business page going, and we'll get advertising out on that every single month and get those phones ringing, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Any
questions for me?
So if we were to do the deal right now, how much you said I have to pay right now?
So it would be your first month and the $99 setup fee. So today would be $448 to take advantage of the listing. And then going forward, you wouldn't have anything due until next month. So then that would be just the $349. No additional fees on top of that.
Okay, $349. That's the best deal you could give me?
I can look at, let me try something here. Let me see if this will work. I've got a promo code that our finance guy kind of slipped to me. It's the 4th of July promo code. I'm going to try it and see if it'll work for us and see what it does. Let me just punch it in. Okay, cross your fingers. It worked. All right, they must have it set up early. All right, the rule is, if the code works, we can use it, and it worked, so I'm going to stick with it. So that knocked $50 off of your monthly, so we could get you in at $299, and then that one-time $99 setup fee. Is that a little bit easier for you, Diego?
Yeah, that'll be more accessible.
Okay. Well, definitely this plan works for us. You're definitely a company that we'd like to partner with. Does this plan make sense for you, Diego?
Yes, ma'am. And
okay.
Another question that I have.
Certainly.
Like, do I send y'all the pictures so y'all could put them on the website, or am I going to be able to manage my own website, or y'all going to manage it for me, or how does that work?
Excellent question. So we can do either or. So initially, we'll go ahead and set the website up. That way we can do that programming to make it Google compliant, get it all in gear that way. So yes, we'll ask you to upload photos for us. We'll actually give you a dashboard where you can log in. You'll be able to see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches are performed from, all the keywords we've got you listed for. You can add and subtract keywords. But we actually just added a feature, we changed our website platform is basically what we did, so that it allows you also to edit your website if you would like to do that. If you don't want to edit your own website, there's no problem. We'll do that for you. So as you add new photos or take new photos, we can upload those to the site for you. So, yeah, you've got both options, actually.
Okay, great.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get you set up, Diego. I'm going to pull up a couple of screens and start gathering some info. So will you be using Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover today?
Hold on. I think it's MasterCard. Hold on.
All right. And Diego, while you're digging for that, is Trujillo your last name also?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, perfect. I'll start doing some updating over here on my end with info that we'll need. There we go. Diego, are you by chance bilingual, English, Spanish?
Yeah, fully bilingual.
All right. I'll put that on here. That's something that's nice to have on your website, so that if you have Spanish speakers, they can get a hold of you too and with confidence.
Okay.
Did you find it?
Yes.
All right. And, all right, was it master like you thought?
Yeah.
All right, super. Now, the phone number that would be attached to that credit card account, is that the same number that we're talking on now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then I've got you at 116 Sybil Jean Drive. In Burleson, Texas. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. And then I'm ready for those digits whenever you... Whoops. Cleared that. There we go. I'm ready for those digits on your card whenever you are.
Okay. It's 5275.
5275.
1501.
1501.
2907.
2907.
7012.
7012. And then what's the expiration date, Diego?
0426.
4 of 26. And then what's that security code?
339.
339. All right. I'm just going to update that over there. I'm not going to run it yet. I'm going to go back over here. I want to gather some more info from you. Make sure I've got everything right. Whoops, I do need your last name there. So part of my job is to be very thorough. So we do a lot of double and triple checking and make sure everything is right. We want it 100% before it leaves here. Diego, what's the best email address for you?
It'll be my last name, then my first name. 1997@gmail.com.
Perfect. Oops. And do you have access to that email on your phone?
Yeah, I got it set up on my phone.
Awesome. All right. So I'm going to send you two emails. The first one is informational. It's on that dashboard and analytics. And that one's on its way. And then the second one, I'm sending you the exact price and package that I quoted you. I want you to have that all in writing. There we go. All right, perfect. So that one's on its way to you. And then the next thing I need to do is set you up with your onboarding call. So once we get you all set up today, very next thing we want to do as soon as your schedule allows is your onboarding call. So what we'll do, you'll sit down with our tech. They'll go through quality control, make sure I got everything correct. One more check. They'll get you your login to your dashboard, show you how to upload photos, walk you through setting up that business page for Facebook. So we block out an hour. The call typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. So let's see, tomorrow's Wednesday. Gosh, I'm looking a little busy already. So we could do 3 o'clock tomorrow or see, it looks like 5 o'clock. Otherwise we could look at Thursday.
Thursday, it'll be good. I mean, either time, because tomorrow I have to wrap up a back patio, so I don't know exactly what time would I be getting off.
Okay, no problem.
So Thursday, anytime.
Okay, and you can pretty much name the time. I've got something open pretty much every hour on the hour, starting at 9 o'clock your time.
Can we do it at noon?
You bet. That's going to be the 23rd at noon. All right. And I'm just inputting that into our calendar. All right. Awesome. Let's grab something else here. I've got to set that calendar appointment up, and then I'm going to send you another email. I'm flooding you with emails today, Diego.
No, you're good. You're good.
Sometimes I feel like an old, bad old girlfriend, all the emails and text messages I send you. Blowing up your phone. At least I'm blowing it up with good stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now let me grab that. Looking good. Okay, so that last, well, it's not your last email, but I'll send you another email on the way. The subject line of this one starts Local Splash CIE. It's our internal coding, but it's a calendar invite. Let me know when you get that one. Did it make it okay?
That one has, you have been invited to the following event, Local Splash.
Ah, yes. There you go. Is there a yes, no, maybe option in there?
It says yes, and it says maybe, and no.
Perfect. If you hit the yes, that'll confirm your appointment and hold your slot.
Okay. All right. Signing to Google. Okay, next. A password. I took your account, Google. Let's go.
Did it work for you?
Okay. No, I think so. It's going.
Alright. Alright. Perfect. Let me just check on my end. And
yeah.
See if it wanted to update. Plain nice. Perfect. Got it. Thank you, Diego. All right. Oh, come on. All right, see if it takes that for me. There we go. All right, it took that. Wasn't taking my reminder. Let me try something else here. I'm trying to set this up in another spot. Okay. Unfortunately, I have to put the appointment in two different places.
Oh, okay.
And it didn't want to there. It didn't want to take it in the second place. It was giving me fits. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got Trujillo's with an apostrophe S. Construccion, C-O-N-S-T-R-U-C-C-I-O-N. Is that correct so far?
Can you repeat that again?
Yep, Trujillo's, with apostrophe S, Construccion, C-O-N-S-T-R-U-C-C-I-O-N.
Yes.
All right. And is there an LLC or an Inc. or anything behind that?
No.
Okay. And then same address, 116 Sybil Jean Drive?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Burleson, Texas. And 76028. Is your cell phone also the same as, or I should say, is your business number the same as your cell phone?
Yeah. It's okay. Cell phone number.
All right. And then I'm going to go see if I can find you on Facebook so I can give them the link to your page. Yeah, there we go. Come on, search. Being that you're not near me, my Facebook might not find you, but we're going to give it a try.
Okay.
I'm sure you're not an actor. a Diego Trujillo actor came up.
No.
No, probably not you. If you were, I'd have to have your autograph. I think I found you. Is there a picture of a nice-looking gentleman with a beautiful lady in cowgirl boots and a dress, and then a sweet-looking little boy?
Let me see. I don't even remember what picture I got.
says you're in Burleson. Awesome. All right. Uh-huh. Thank you. Perfect. I'm going to put that in there. Yes, we need a Facebook business page. Yes, we need a website. All right.
I got one under, because if I look like, if I click like on my menu, I got a Huge construction website, like, but I think it's like behind my my original, like, what's it called?
Oh,
it's actually logged into both of them from the same account.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll just use the link to your personal page for now, and I'll let the tech sort out which way you need to go on that, if you need a new one, a new page or not, a new business page, I mean. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Get that updated. And then let's list your services, Diego. Let me back up over here. So now it sounds like you do concrete work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, do you do foundations as well as things like driveways?
Only driveways, not foundation.
Okay, no worries. And then storage. Let's spell that the right way. And then cabins. Is that like a cabin rental?
Cabins, like studios and stuff like that.
Okay. I'm going to say cabin building, and I'm going to say tiny house building. Does that fall in line?
Yeah, or you could put studios. That's fine, too.
Studio building. How about garage conversions?
Like closing in garage and stuff like that?
Making it into a living quarters.
Yeah, uh-huh. We do that.
Oh. Wonderful. All right. And then outdoor kitchens, that's an awesome one. A lot of people are looking for that these days. And then pergolas. All right. Awesome. Porches. Spell that the right way, Gail. Porches, decks. I'm going to say gazebos. I just thought of something else. Patios, porches. Would you do like a home addition, like a room addition?
Uh-huh. Room addition, remodeling.
Ooh, I'm glad you said that. I'm going to put, I'll put remodeling, but I'm going to put kitchen remodel, bathroom remodel.
No kitchen remodel.
Okay.
Only bathroom remodel, yes. No kitchen
okay.
remodel, but bathroom remodel, yes.
Okay.
My neighbor does
perfect.
That for me, so he's good for that.
Awesome. Now, do you do painting as well? I mean, is that a service that you go out just to do painting? Okay, beautiful.
Yes, uh-huh.
And what about drywall work?
Yes, with the drywall.
Awesome. Framing?
Yes.
Wonderful. Trying to think of what else. Siding?
Fencing.
Fencing. Good one. All right. Siding.
Yes, siding and roofing.
Ah, beautiful. I'm also going to say roofing repair. I mean, you guys get some winds down there sometimes, some hurricanes sweeping past. All right,
mm-hmm.
That looks great. Need to skim through here, make sure I got everything. Okay, that all looks good. So now two questions for you, Diego. These are already included in your pricing, so there is no additional charge, but they are optional. First one is the call tracking. Do you want us to put a tool on your website to track how many calls you're getting and where they're coming from?
Yeah, preferably yes.
Okay, super. I'm going to send you an informational link on that by text. And that's on the way, and I will notify our techs that you do want that. And then the next is something we just rolled out a few weeks ago. It's called our Splash app. So it's an app that you'll be able to download from the Play Store onto your current cell phone. And if you'd like, you can make and receive calls for it. You'll have a separate number, if you'd like, that you can use as your business number so people don't have to have your personal cell phone number. But it's all on the same phone through that app. And again, it's included, but it's entirely at your option.
Okay.
If you're interested, I would recommend it. If you don't like it, you don't have to use it. Okay, good. I'm going to send you a link on that as well. It's actually, so since we just rolled it out, it is in beta. So it's what I just sent you is an application. Last time I talked to them last week, they had openings yet. They were still taking people for beta. So I don't expect that you'll have any problems getting in. And then they'll be able to give you more info about that too. All right.
Okay.
We fill in a couple more blanks here. Diego, which is best, or you can say any of the above too. Do you prefer to be contacted by phone, text, or email? Do any of those work better than the others?
Phone or text, preferred.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then we'll get your Google Business profile going, making a note that you need one. Now, you're probably familiar with the Google Business profile. If you Googled Ace Hardware, for example, a box would come up with their company name and logo, click for the website, click to call, and hours, services, things like that. You've seen that before, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. So that's the Google Business profile. I assume that your Civil Gene Drive address is your home address. Now, mm-hmm. Google doesn't expect you, nor do we, to publish your actual street address. We can just list you as Burleson, Texas. Would you like that so that people don't? Yeah, good. I thought so. I always recommend that. Make a big note here for them. To leave off address. It is home address. Perfect. They're very conscious of that over there, too. I know Google doesn't like people to know where you live. There's just not generally any reason unless you wanted it that way, which I've had people, but I wouldn't recommend it. I wouldn't do it. So I'm with you. Drop a couple more notes in there. That looks great. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and set up your subscription with those discounts. excuse my sniffles. My nose is stuffy all of a sudden this afternoon. The pollen must be floating today.
Yeah, those allergies have been very bad.
Oh, man. I usually don't get them bad, so there must be a lot floating around.
Oh, yeah.
Oops. There we go. Okay. That looks good. I want to make sure that's all right. Good. All right. And we've got your billing in there, so I'm going to go ahead and run this through. And then when that goes, okay, it says it was declined. It doesn't tell me why. Wonder, see if it'll give me a clue. Let's go back and make sure that we got everything right on your billing. Huh. Come back here. There we go. Maybe I goofed. Let me try that one more time. Check one more thing here. See if it'll clue me in. All right. Well, let's go through and make sure we got everything okay. On the card, is there a middle initial or anything?
No. How much is it? Is it gonna be?
$398.
Yeah, it's not gonna go through. I got a $320 in my account.
Gotcha.
I gotta go deposit more money, so
Well, I'll tell you.
Try it tomorrow or Thursday when we have that meeting.
I'll tell you what. Let me try something here. If I can do this, no, I can actually. Let me go back over here. I'm gonna do you a solid so that this can go through for you today. I'm gonna waive the setup fee for you. That'll get you in, and then, let me see here. See if I can do this. No, I don't want to do that. Hold on just a sec. Let me have my, I gotta have my supervisor override it. Oh, there it is, right there. Edit. There we go. All right. I got the setup fee waived, so I'm going to go ahead and send it through. Oh, it is too. All right. Be just a second, Diego. That should save you $99. Can't beat that. I've got to have somebody from finance go in and override it because I already created the subscription, so I need them to fix it for me. It won't take but just a minute. All right, he's on it. Took him a minute to answer. Or we actually just closed, so I was grabbing him as he was running out the door. I had to text him and drag him back, so it took a minute. He's going to go in there and edit that for us and get rid of that setup fee. That'll get it to go through for you.
All right.
And just to make sure on the company name, there are two C's at the end, right?
Two C's?
Yep, C-C-I-O-N.
C-C-I-O-N, yes, construction.
Yeah, okay. Yep, perfect. All right, she says it's good to go. I hold two people back. There we go. All right, let's run that through. So this will just be for $299. I waived that setup fee for you.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. I don't want this to slip away from you. I want you to have this. There, perfect. All right, Diego, so you've got one more email on its way to you. It should say Local Splash Initial Invoice. That one will take just a minute sometimes to get there. So while it works its way to you, I'm going to go ahead and do your voice verification. It's basically it's a verbal duplicate of what you're about to get by email. So let's go ahead and get that done. So this is the voice verification. It's required of us as Google Channel partners. It is recorded and it is attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Okay.
So go ahead and say the name of the company as you want it to appear.
Trujillo's Construction.
Awesome. And then please state your name and title within the business.
Diego Trujillo.
And title, please.
Trujillo's Construction.
Such as owner or CEO?
Owner.
Perfect. Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
Thank you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
So your payment for the initial term account setup fee has been waived, will be charged on today's date, which is June 21st, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $299. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take again, take place again on the 21st of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue the agreement for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after August 21st. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And do you have any questions for me for now?
No.
Okay.
Not for now. We just got the meeting Thursday, right, at noon?
Yes, sir. You got it. Oh, and did that email make it to you, that Local Splash initial invoice?
Let me see. Initial invoice, yes.
Yes, perfect. If you could open that one up, and then there should be an accept button.
That it says I certify that I'm authorizing holder and signer.
That's perfect. Yep. Yep. And then it should ask you to type your name.
Click here and type your name and send below. Okay. So here, confirm submission. Okay, it's asking for a username and a password.
All right, good. That means you're in the right place. Let me see if it updated on my end. So they'll give you that login tomorrow on your, or I'm sorry, Thursday on your onboarding call. So let me just see if it'll, sometimes it takes a second for it to update on this end. Let's see what it did. Okay, great. It updated. You are all set, ready to go, Diego. Very happy
right,
for you.
Then.
Yeah, congratulations.
Looking forward to receive a lot of phone calls and to see you out Thursday.
Sounds good. I look forward to working with you, Diego. If you need anything, just let me know.
Is there a special phone number I could call to get a hold of you? Or is this
Yep, I texted that to you. So it would have been the first text I sent over. I know there were a bunch. It should say, hi, this is Gail at Local Splash.
Or if you could give it to me, I'll write it down.
Okay, it is 877-635-6225. And I am at extension 4287.
Okay. What was your name again, ma'am?
My name is Gail.
Yeah. All right.
Super. All right. So, you're all set to go. I welcome you to the Local Splash family. We're glad to have you.
All right, man. Well, thank you very much for all your help.
You bet. You have a good night, Diego. Thank you.
You too, ma'am. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.